But the accusation he's making is the Daily Wire that that's really what's at the heart of this, that because in his deal, they would take money, deduct money from him if he gets in trouble for the things he says and is suspended or something on YouTube or elsewhere. Having that clause in the contract would be like the Daily Wire caving to big tech censorship. That's the accusation, which is a really that's a really serious charge to put on a conservative company like the Daily Wire that's always complaining about Disney and other places, you know, doing what woke censors want.
Whatever. But I would question how uncommon this actually is. And I say that just because...
Not uncommon at all.
If you become deplatformed to a certain extent, or your viewership is removed for any reason, and the entire contract was based on the viewership and what you were able to bring along with it, wouldn't that automatically mean that at some point you lose your value to them?
That's basically exactly what Jeremy Boring said in his response video. Said, look, if you're... We're going to spend $50 million on you. If your ability, it wouldn't be us punishing you, but if YouTube punishes you and you're bringing in far less viewers and far less dollars, we couldn't continue to pay that amount.